Hey everyone, this is Bill Russell here, and I'm excited to introduce you to our newest show, This Week Health Live. Join me and my co-hosts Drex DeFord and Sarah Richardson every week as we dive into the latest in health IT with a blend of humor, personal stories, and expert analysis. We'll bring you engaging discussions and a few surprises along the way, and it's all live. It's on LinkedIn Live, YouTube Live, and it will be on our website as well, thisweekhealth.com. Don't miss out on our pilot episode on June 7th at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, where you can join in on the fun with comments and questions, live polls, and more. We'll see. But don't worry if you miss out. Each live episode will be recorded and released on our news podcast channel the following week, so you can catch up on all the action then. Don't miss out. Subscribe now at thisweekhealth.com so you know when you can join in making health IT informative, entertaining, and fun. Don't miss out. Tune in and be a part of the conversation.
Hey everyone, I'm Drex, and this is the 2-Minute Drill brought to you exclusively by Order, the connected asset visibility and security company. See every technical asset, protect against threats, and address compliance requirements with ease. Order is a great way to find and eliminate your blind spots. More at thisweekhealth.com/order. That's O-R-D-R, thisweekhealth.com/order. On the 2-Minute Drill, we do at least three stories at least two times a week, all part of one great community, the 229 Cyber and Risk Community here at This Week Health. And before I start, you can be a part of what we're doing here. Take a look at thisweekhealth.com/security and then click on the Join the Community button. And from that, I'll keep you posted on all the cool stuff happening for the Cyber and Risk Community. Thanks for joining me today. Here's some stuff you might want to know about. I'm going to do a little something different today. These aren't really news stories per se, but they are three very interesting and useful reports that I've used over and over again throughout the years. And if you've not used them for insights and for stats that are inside these reports, you probably should. These three reports have just been recently released from Verizon, Mandiant, and Baker Hostetler. Other companies release these kinds of reports too, and like I said, I download and keep them in a library folder that I reference throughout the year when I'm building presentations or writing papers or talking to audiences. So let's start with the Mandiant report, M-Trends 2024. They find that as detection tools have gotten better, so have the bad guys improved their ability to evade that detection. They're still gaining footholds into networks and maintaining persistence, but because they're more likely to be caught with endpoint detection and response capabilities and other tools, they're moving more quickly through their process to find and steal data and launch ransomware. Dwell time, which is a measure of how long bad guys are in a network until they're detected, is trending in the right direction, from 16 days in 2023 to 10 days in this report. There's a lot more in this Mandiant report. I'm barely scratching the surface. It's a long one, almost 90 pages, but there's lots of great data visualizations, and it's loaded with both technical and non-technical insights. I've also become a big fan of Baker Hostetler's Data Security Incident Response Report. The 2024 edition, like previous editions, has a really well-done key findings page that hits the highlights and feeds into the rest of the report. As a law firm, Baker has a different view of the world. They're helping manage incidents, and they've taken that experience from the past years and consolidated it into this document. They talk about how a combo of EDR patching and backups has been effective in defeating ransomware, how virtual machines have been a top target for bad guys recently, and they did some really good detail on the number of states that now have their own separate privacy laws. And there's more of that on the way for sure. And they talk about what that means for you. Again, just scratching the surface, but dig in. I think you'll like the Baker DSIR report. And finally, this is one I always go back to. You'll see it referenced in lots of CXO slides when they talk about security. The Verizon Data Breach Investigation Report, the DBIR. It's one of the OGs, as the kids say. This is the 17th year it's been published. They focus on bad actors and their tactics and targets, and they do a solid job in this version, talking about the ways widespread vulnerabilities like MOVEit were taken advantage of over the past year. And they talk about how there are more vulnerabilities than ever, and they're coming at us faster than ever, and they're more urgent and higher risk than ever Verizon says we're now entering the vulnerability era, and the bad guys are really good at weaponizing those vulnerabilities. Also worth a mention, the section on social engineering, and there's a couple of pages that are completely dedicated to healthcare, although our industry stats are woven kind of throughout the document. And now that I've said this, I think I'm going to start working on something else for the community. Maybe we'll call it the 229 Report Library, and I'll put links to all the stuff in my library there, and maybe I can get Bill and Sarah to do the same. Stay tuned. We'll put it on the project list. I promise eventually we'll get around to it. And of course, there's all that, and there's all the other stories we post at thisweekhealth.com/news. It's a great way to start your day. All the stuff happening, not only in cyber, but across healthcare and tech. Check it out at thisweekhealth.com/news. And thanks again to our partner Order, the exclusive sponsor of the 2-Minute Drill. You can see them at RSA right now. Go. If you're at RSA, go to the Order booth and talk to them about Order AI Chasm, which is also available in the AWS marketplace. And that's it for the 2-Minute Drill. Thanks for your time today. Stay a little paranoid, and I'll see you around campus.